We're up to Simen Kuf Mem Zayin. We will be doing from Siv Beis that we're up to all the way to the end of the Simen. Siv Beis. Yochel Misha Yirtza Liknos Lahoshit An Ilan Lahagolel. Veina Golel Yochel Limchosba. The shul can sell and someone could buy the right to give the Golel the actual belt that the Sefer Torah is tied with. Ki Afa Pisha Kona Haglila. Even though he bought the Galila, he didn't buy the right to take the Mi'ilin, the covers. Also doesn't belong to the Chazan. However, the Chazan has the right to carry it from the Kriya, the Makom Kriya, through from to the Bima and from the Bima. The Hotzah, the Motzi, and the Machnis takes it from him and originally gives it to him. Siv Gimel, Hagolo Sefer Torah Yamidenu Kenegan HaTefer Kadeshim Yikareya Yikareya HaTefer. You're supposed to go and gold the Sefer Torah with the seam in the middle, so that if Chalila it tears, it will tear on the seam and not any other place. Dalit Hagolo Sefer Torah Gololomi Bachutz Ugshu Mahatko Mahatko Mibifnim. When you gold the Sefer Torah, you do it from the outside. When you tighten it, you do it from the inside. What does this mean? Hagah? Pirish. Kshasefer omed lefonov yaksav keneged ponov v'yaskil liglo mibachutz. V'achar shegom raglila yehadek sofa mitpachas bifnim kshayovo lekrosobo yimtza hahiduk bifnim v'lo yitztarech lafoch ha-Sefer Torah. What you do is you roll up the Sefer Torah in a way that the words are facing you, and then you put the cover over it so that when you uncover the Sefer Torah next time, you'll be able to begin laning from right there. And you don't go and roll up the Sefer Torah the opposite way. The Mira de Chose Marik Eshecha Orosa Kol Aglila. That's only when one does the whole Glila. Aval Achshav Shenogim Sheha Echod Magbiya Vechod Golol Aksavye Negen HaMagbiya Vechei Nogim Kuikur HaGol Vauches HaSefer Torah. The halacha is, who must be facing the ksav? The one who's doing hagba or the one who's doing galila? So he says, the one who's doing hagba, he is the yikra and takes the schar kulam. Therefore, he is the one that the ksav should be facing, so that the goal, when he's winding it up, winds it up towards the magbia. So that the goal is doing it on the outside. Not the inside, but he's rolling it up towards the magbia, and we will measure outside or inside on the basis of the magbia. Sifhei, Mutav tigolol amitpachas sviva Sefer Torah v'lo yigla Sefer Torah shekarchav mitpachas. You don't go wind the Sefer Torah around the cover. You put the cover around the Sefer Torah. Sivav hagol Sefer Torah betoch hatik toah. If someone is gold the Sefer Torah, he turns it around to get to a different place while it's inside its tik, that's ulcer. So if you want to wind the Sefer Torah and bring it to where you're up to, you take off the cover, you open it up, and then you lane to where you're supposed to be laning from. You don't go turning it inside the cover, inside the mantle of the Sefer Torah. Siv Zayin, ein amafter maschel ashigmu ligmul ha-Sefer Torah, kadosh le-yagol torid v'yuchel ishmo av Torah. The maftir should not begin until the golel finished being golel of the Sefer Torah, so he'll be able to concentrate and be yotza with the brachas and the laning of this last one. Sifches. Yeah, by the way, the Mishtabura mentions that you should not even start the brachas of the Haftorah until after Galila. Whereas, on Sheni v'Chamishi, the Hirotzins that are said could be said while he's being golol. It doesn't take all that much concentration. Sivches b'yom shiyesh bo beis sifrei Torah, lo yiftuchu ha-beis, lo yusiru ha-mapa, at shiyiglu ha-rishon. What you do is you first do Hagba Galila on the first one, only then can you begin uncovering the second Sefer Torah. Hagove misalkin ha-rishon ha-shikar hinichu ha-shni al ha-shulchan. You don't give up one Sefer Torah until you actually see the other one al ha-shulchan. But until that point, you hold on to, you keep the Sefer Torah there. You don't take away the first Sefer Torah until the you don't bring the seconds, you don't open the second Sefer Torah until the first one is actually closed. So Lamaisa, when they lay in two Sefer Torah, what we do is we do Hagba with Galila. You wait till they finish rolling up the first Sefer Torah, then you can uncover the second one and start laning from it. Hagave misalkin a rishona shekvar hinichu ashniya al shulchan. You don't leave the bima without a sefer Torah, so that you first put down the second one and then take away the first one. Shelo yasichu daita min hamitzvah, so that there shouldn't be a hesach hadas. Umotziim beis asvarim kaachas. We don't take out one sefer Torah and then take out another one. We take out two together. The tovsim hashniya da'achas shekar barishona, and you hold the first till after they lay. You hold the second till after they finish laying in the first. Now, the Mishnah Brura says that the right way of going about it, when you have two Sefer Torah, you lane from the first, you do Hagbag Lila on it, you then open the second, and then you bring back the first and say Kaddish on the two of them, unless this is a day that Kaddish is supposed to be said after the first. Otherwise, you say Kaddish on both of them. Lamaisa, the minig is that when there is Maftir, we bring the second Sefer Torah, Kaddish is said, and then they'll do Hagba Galila on the first. So that we don't leave the Bima without a Sefer Torah altogether. On a day that there are three Sefer Torah, what you do is you lay in on the first, you take the second, you do Hagba Galila on the first, then you bring the third, you say Kaddish, do Hagba Galila on the second, and lay in from the third Sefer Torah. The Mishnah Brura says that the one holding the Sefer Torah while you're laying from the other one should not be sitting directly behind the Balkora and the Ola, because it's not a covet for them to stand with their backs to the Sefer Torah, so he really should be off to the side a little bit.